That's right. This is all that yoga implies. Lifting from this exclusive concentration of consciousness to the fronting of the divine, you can do in many ways. Depends upon what is uppermost when you are looking down. You are looking down by emotion, or by will, or by dynamic energy. These are three ways by which you look down, predominantly. If you are looking down by dynamic energy of action, then karma yoga is your method. If your looking down is by emotional attachment, then it is by emotions that you turn to God. Then bhakti yoga is a process. If your attention down is only in looking for, finding out what it is, and you are engaged in conception and perception, imagination, all activities of knowledge, then your lifting up will be done more easily by following the jnana yoga. But if you want to make a complete and more effective and very accelerated lifting up, then you use all the three. Synthesize all the three. And if you want to achieve a complete lifting up, then all the three will be necessary to be combined. Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita speaks of the synthesis of karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga, because Sri Krishna wanted Arjuna to be lifted up to see the divine in its totality. Not merely to lift up, because when you lift up, you can have many kinds of visions of God. But if you want to see the divine fully, totality, then Sri Krishna says it is inevitable that you must use three methods together: works, knowledge and devotion. Alright, so what kind of activity you should do? The activity of yoga, implied in bhakti yoga, karma yoga and jnana yoga. Alright. Distraction is a word which has to be defined properly. Distraction would mean disturbance. That is one meaning. I am distracted means I am disturbed. Distraction would mean diversion, play, fun, joy. There is another meaning of distraction. Distraction also may mean deviation. You want to do something, you are deviated from it. In all the three cases, one that is common is that your concentration is broken. Whether it is disturbance or deviation or fun or play, in which you begin to be interested in something else, your basic concentration is broken. Now, having understood this, the question is, how to avoid distraction, isn't it? That is the question.
Dispersion of
energies. Dispersion of energies.
Can you repeat?
The question is, basically, we are constantly engaged in many activities. And this means dispersion of energy. Now your question is how to avoid dispersion.
Yeah.